Today we're going to do a meditation that my teacher taught me focused on cultivating joy. And this episode was inspired by a friend who's dealing with chronic pain issues. Even though he's super young and hot and active, and from the outside you would never guess what he was dealing with. And having an invisible illness is hard and humbling, so I want to talk about some of the ways that I deal with it before we go into the meditation. So I have experience with chronic illness. I got Lyme's disease when I was 20, and that spurred a bunch of autoimmune issues for me. And it sucks because when you're young, people are always like, you don't look sick. So there's this psychological toll that also weighs down on you at the same time that you're dealing with all this physical pain. But it really just moved me toward compassion because I know that there are other people like me going through something similar or even worse. And I think, like, I want to figure this out so that no one else has to feel this way. I want to end this for everyone. So the first shift I make is away from me and toward thinking about others. And from a Buddhist perspective, pain can be offered up as a sacrifice to benefit all beings, and that has its long-term benefits in reaching a higher state of consciousness. And the second thing that helps me is thinking about the emptiness of pain and really breaking it down. Because what is pain? It's just a physical sensation that I'm labeling and giving a meaning to. And sometimes I get really wrapped up in giving it a story of this scary future that I'm headed toward, or I ruminate and think about all the things this has caused me to miss out on in the past. Even though none of those things are going on now, I'm just feeling sensations, and they're causing these huge stories that I'm kind of blowing it out of proportion. It's almost like an aversion. And then I think about, well, sometimes I like pain. Like in a sexual context, some of the same exact sensations turn me on instead of causing me to spiral into anxiety. So the truth is that whatever sensation I'm experiencing in a given moment is something I've never experienced before and will never experience again, just like from one moment to the next. My aversion and the stories I attach to it is what is causing the majority of suffering. So this idea of impermanence really empowers me to approach it with a sense of curiosity. And meditation allows me to notice my thoughts and stories as they arise. So I notice, I let them go, and then I return to the object of my meditation. But sometimes when I'm experiencing like severe pain, I allow that to be the object of my meditation. I focus on the pain and breathe into it. I get curious about, where is the pain located? How big is it? What's its shape? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it static or does it move? Where is the center of the center of the center of the pain? Is there another label I could apply to this sensation? And I notice that as I explore and play with it, it shifts and moves, and suddenly it's not so agonizing, and those stories in my mind start to die down. And lastly, if all of those things fail, I simply double down and dig my heels into the fact that I am not my pain, I am not my illness, I'm not even my body. Buddhists believe that all of this is just a mirror, and that I'm actually a projection of everything I've ever thought, said, and done to others in the past. And pain is inevitable, not just for me, but for all of the people and animals in this realm. So I focus on how can I bring more joy and pleasure into the world right now, even in the state that I'm in? Can I do something kind? Even if it's just a text to someone to tell them I'm thinking about them. Like, can I make someone smile even if I'm experiencing pain? So that's kind of my thought process. And now let's get into the meditation. So stack your vertebrae nicely, shoulders over your hips, and begin to breathe into the length of your spine. Feel that there's absolutely nothing that is separating you from the center of the earth, that you are really rising up from the ground, no different from the way mountains or trees rise up from the ground and stretch toward the sky. Allow that support to cultivate a sense of deep connection, being held, not just by the ground you're sitting on, but held ultimately by the earth itself. The earth is holding you, supporting your practice. Bring your attention to the back of your body. Breathing into your back. Notice how full your breath is, and if you're truly releasing on the exhale. Allow the breath to rise and relax your body. Relaxing your eyes, all the tension in your face. Letting the breath draw your mind inside the body. Starting to sense your heart center and the warmth there. A warmth that is being stoked when I offer you the question of why are you here? What guidance or insight are you looking for? And the thought of gaining that insight gives you a great sense of relief. So you can begin to imagine yourself having that which you are looking for. Now let's use our senses to tune in to the present moment and find all of the bliss that's already here. What can you feel in this moment? Maybe it's a light breeze on your skin, the warmth of the sun, softness of your clothing, the weight of your palms in your lap. Are there any particular sensations that feel blissful in this moment? Maybe it just feels good to simply relax into the breath. Now, gently open your eyes and notice anything beautiful around you. Maybe it's a certain color or shape or shadow or the beauty of nature. Allow whatever looks pleasant to you to spark some joy in your heart. After you feel you've appreciated it, close your eyes back down again and start to bring your attention to sounds around you. Maybe it's the voice of a loved one in the background, the sound of rain, or the current of a river. What can you hear right now that makes you happy to be alive in this current moment? Even the sound of silence can be pleasurable. So just sit with sounds for the next minute. Now bring your attention to what you can taste. Maybe it's toothpaste or this morning's coffee, your chapstick, a recent meal. If this feels difficult for you or you can't taste anything, maybe bring your mind to your favorite flavors that bring you joy, whether they're savory or sweet. And just feel gratitude for how great it is to taste and experience a good meal. Keep breathing. Now, let's move on to smell. What smells good around you? Maybe it's a candle or the salty ocean or dinner cooking. drop into any scents that make you happy. And now we'll do one last bonus round. Think of all the joy you've brought to the lives of those around you. Loved ones, coworkers, pets, strangers you've passed on the street. Let it play like a montage through your head anytime you've done something to make someone else smile or laugh or feel seen or loved. Allow these memories to flood in and open your heart to experience all of the joy you've brought into this world just by being you. Allow the bliss of your memories to transform into bliss in your body. And when you're ready, you can start to close down the visualization and slowly come out of your meditation. Thank you so much for practicing with me today.